is your understanding of DRC status? I mean, Tom said he's unsure. I mean,
that's about time. You know, we're working him, and he's a, you know, it depends on how he feels. You know, sometimes he's really good. You know, when I say good, he's been good back-to-back practices. So we'll see tomorrow if he tightens up, stiffens up, what have you. And that's how we kind of approach it. It's a day-to-day assessment with him.
So it's almost like you have a game plan and he may or may not be a part of it.
That's correct.
He's been good for back-to-back practices?
Well, we just had today. Yesterday and today was a back-to-back for him. Last week, the last time we played, we didn't do that with him. So, you know, he stayed here for treatments during the bye week, and so we felt like we could, you know, push him a little bit.
So you were happy with what you saw in these 2 days?
Yes, right? Yes, I was.
You
guys
can see how he feels tomorrow.
Exactly.
We were caught off guard when Jerry comes out and says to us, you know, I want to see Demontre on the field more. I mean, I assumed he talked it over with you before he told us.
Well, no, we have an open book. I mean, as far as communication with front office as well as coaches, and we would all like to see him play more. Obviously, you know, he's a talented guy. I think that we're all kind of waiting for him to come out of his shell and be consistent in what he does so that we can put him in the football game and give him more snaps.
What have you seen from Matthias and how he's played? Because statistically maybe he hasn't been getting the sacks and stuff like that, but what have you seen that keeps him out there?
I think Kiwis played very well, better than he did a year ago in the run game. And obviously, in order to get sacks, in order to get for Demontre to play even more, that we have to do a better job, which we haven't done, on playing the run game. So I think Kiwi has done an excellent job in our run game for us.
This is I know you use Demontre situationally at times. You know, run heavy, maybe not so much. This is a pass heavy team, so would he naturally be more part of the game plan?
Yeah, that's a good assumption. Yes, we would love to involve him a lot more in this game plan.
I mean, they want to throw.
Yes, they will. You know, when Ahmad's coming back to New York, and I'm sure he's in that coordinator's ear saying, man, give me that ball, okay?
But they throw it to him too now.
Oh, yes, they do, yeah. He's playing very well for them. But, yes, they're a passing team, and they love to throw the football. If they'll tell me when they're throwing it, we'll get them in the game. Can you guys handle that for me?
You know, with the numbers that Luck puts up, almost – you know, I mean, you don't want to give them anything, but you can still win the game if you can put up, you know, he threw 400 yards last week and they didn't come close. So it's you have to kind of make sure the guys know, look, you're going to get beat, but as long as you don't lose the whole battle here.
You know, when we play an offense like that, I don't want to use the term beat, okay? They'll move the ball. We have to get red zone stops, and we have to get turnovers. But we have to get those red zone stops because a team with good skill and with an excellent quarterback like that, they will move the football on you.
What has been the problem stopping the run?
You know, against Philly, we weren't gap sound. Against Dallas, you know, we just did not do a very – I thought we hustled. I thought we played hard. You know, DeMarco made some good plays, and we just didn't do a very good job in tackling sometimes. We didn't have a lot of missed tackles, but the runs – he had some big runs that, hey, we thought we were going to shut those things down and knock them down, and we just didn't do a very good job of that. So for the last 2 weeks, in the bye week, we looked at our run game. We made some adjustments in some of the things that we're doing in our run game, and so I look for that to improve.
Luck has thrown, I think, 9 interceptions. So maybe just based on the sheer volume of how much they throw, do you think there will be opportunity for you guys to have turnovers and get those?
Oh, no doubt. I think that's, you know, because anytime they continue to put the ball in the air, that gives you an opportunity to have some interceptions.
Bromley might have a chance to play a lot more this week than he has so far this year with Cullen's injury. What have you seen from Jay in practice getting ready for the game and over the past few weeks as a rookie trying to get into the NFL mode?
Well, yeah, Jay, you know, we wanted to involve Jay a couple of weeks ago in one of our game plans because he, you know, he came to us as more of a kind of a pass rush kind of guy. And then so when you test him in some of the other aspects, you know, he didn't kind of pass that test for us a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, we definitely, because this is a pass-happy team, or this I won't say pass-happy, but because they pass the ball a lot, you know, we can definitely involve him, we think, in some of our rush opportunities. And I think that's where his strength lies right now, is the rush opportunities.
Week to week, you know, you didn't know, you know, John Beeson was playing some weeks he wasn't, but now you know he's gone. And you know, even though McClain has played more linebacker, you know, how much of a void does that fill? Just because, you know, you expected to have Beeson and McClain.
Yeah, that it's a relatively huge void because, you know, your captain is gone. The guy that that came in a year ago and was my voice on the field is now gone. And so that's a pretty huge void. You know, the voice in that meeting room when I would ask questions and he would gather the guys together after practice or before practice or what have you, that type of voice is gone for us. You know, some other guys will take up and carry the flag, but that was a pretty strong voice.